You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone had a great week, and I hope that we found the time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, because through prayer, we get to talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Soon we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living without stress, worries, or fears. You know, years ago, I had very little faith, but luckily, that changed in 2010, when after a series of amazing events that took place in my life, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was greed is not good, and that we as Christians can never allow ourselves to crave possessions and wealth and to become obsessed with focusing only on getting more and more. On today's show, we are going to have a special guest, Gabriel Juanes, the president of Worship Now, a contemporary Christian music publishing company. But first, I want to talk about today's topic, which is why church matters. Through my travels, I come across many people who tell me that they are Christians, but they don't go to church. Unfortunately, going to church is a very important part of our faith. I never lecture anyone, but will often engage in conversation with me asking, why don't they go to church? The answers vary, but are usually the same reason. First, I hear, I don't believe in it, which is then led to, well, I used to go, but I didn't get anything out of it. I also hear things like, it's boring, or the music was bad. I've even heard how a priest or minister said or did something that upset the person so much they stopped going. These are all understandable reasons, but contrary to the point, they still do not justify us not going to church. The good news is there is a simple solution. You see, with all these cases, the problem isn't going to church. The problem is going to the wrong church. And just like restaurants, clothing stores, supermarkets, or what have you, it's simply a matter of finding the one we like. If the priest or minister is boring, if the music is bad, or if the atmosphere is not one of worship but hostility, try other churches until you find the one that you like. We may have to drive a little further or readjust our schedule to accommodate mass or service times, but in the long run, it will be worth it. But why does going to church matter? Because it's what the Lord wants us to do. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." This Bible verse tells us that we as Christians need to meet with other Christians, as in congregations, for prayer and worship of our Lord. Church matters, and as Christians, we are obligated to attend. Understanding why church matters is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is why church matters. Even when we are sick or have to work, yes, we're excused from physically going to church, but with the internet today, it's easy to find a church that streams their masses or services, allowing us to watch and still get something out of it. We must always do our best to accommodate our Lord's wishes by attending, or if need be, streaming a mass. The first song I'm going to play today has a strong message. The song is called, "Help Me, Lord, to Understand." When I wrote this song, I thought about how the world has changed, and in many ways, not in a good way, because so many of us have abandoned the Lord. In the song, I'm asking the Lord why this has happened. Please listen now to my song, Help Me, Lord, to Understand.
I see the world, so much has changed. A lot less love, with many a strange, so much hate. And things feel strange. I look around and see such greed. People want more, forgetting those in need. So many are poor. They just want to succeed. But I try to keep an open mind. I pray to you to help me find a place where I can follow your way. Help me, Lord, to understand why this world of yours is so out of hand. All those unkind and full of hate have abandoned you. They've lost their way. I feel such pain when I hear the news. Crime is high and only adverse news. So many lies, and bad things some choose. But I pray and reach out to you to find some good I can hold on to. With you in my heart. Help me, Lord, to understand why this world of yours is so out of hand. All those unkind and full of hate have abandoned you. They've lost their way.
Help me, Lord, and reach out your hand and
Art. We'll be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. And now I'd like to introduce a special guest, Gabriel Juanes, the president of Worship Now, a contemporary Christian music publishing company, and I'm grateful that they publish my music. Hi, Gabriel. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Art. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Why don't we begin with you telling us a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to start your own music company?
Well, I've been playing music all my life, Art. Parents started us, all three of us, on the piano. I started playing guitar in my teenage years, started playing in rock bands. And when I was about 20 years old, I got invited to start a music ministry at my local parish. Mm. And from then on, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit that changed my life and would play it at Mass at church every weekend for years and years. In 2013, my wife and I discerned that Jesus was calling us out to follow him in a new, exciting way. And I left my career and we moved to Panama City, Florida with our then two children. Mm-hmm. Moved to Panama City, and I began a full-time music ministry job there in Panama City. The parish that I was hired to had a kind of an older demographic, mm-hmm. so I wanted to be respectful of the people that were there, and I would play traditional hymns, but I would also combine that with newer music that we offer on Worship Now. It was very effective, and so a couple years into that job, I'd been printing song sheets, and it was just messing up the church and really just creating a lot more work on myself.
Sure.
So I had a just kind of divine intervention, just a Holy Spirit moment. And we started our own hymnal at that parish. It was actually the first Worship Now hymnal.
Wow.
Where we compiled 200 of the best modern worship songs in the book. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have to print song sheets and it was easier for the people. It didn't create a mess in the church and it's just highly effective. And we were in a touristy area close to the beach and we had so many people from all over the country asking about it that we prayed and discerned to start the actual company Worship Now. And so that's kind of how things got started.
That's a great story. Well, there are many different types of music played at Mass, from chants to orchestras with choirs to rock and roll worship bands. What makes the music you publish different, and where do you see its place in church music?
Well, first of all, Art, I really believe that all of those styles of music are appropriate for Mass. I truly do. And I do a blend of that here at my own parish. I'm a full-time music director here at my new parish in Destin. Mm-hmm. But I really feel that the music that we are offering through Worship Now really has just a special way of connecting with people and drawing them in to worship the Lord and to sing and to pray at an elevated space. Mm. And I believe that in the bottom of my heart, I've seen lives transformed by the power of the music and just watching them worship the Lord in spirit and truth with this style of music is very, very effective and transforming. And I just think it's just a beautiful way to draw people in to worship Jesus.
That's really nice. Well, Gabriel, contemporary Christian music has a large following, yet many churches, as you know, still cling to traditional hymns and show little interest in modernizing. How can we change this, and should we?
I think we should change it. I would encourage those churches to just be open to it because our Catholic faith is so rich, a 2,000-year history of music, mm-hmm. we should absolutely retain that rich heritage and tradition.
Right.
But we have to introduce the new music as well. New music has a way of moving people in a different way, moving the Holy Spirit today.
It does.
That may, you know, it moved in for the past 2,000 years, but maybe the Holy Spirit's moving in a different way now. And this music really, really kind of helps the Holy Spirit move in people's hearts. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned before, I've just seen people's lives transformed. People coming up after Mass in tears, you know, grown people who have experienced the power of the risen Lord through this music. So I would just encourage those churches, check out our website where we have 200 or more mm-hmm. of these modern worship songs that have been approved by the Catholic Church to really engage their communities.
Well, Gabriel, let's talk about worship now. You publish psalms, songs, mass acclamations, and you offer a variety of hymnals for churches. How do our listeners and church music directors find you?
Well, that's super easy, Art. They can go to worshipnowmusic.com. Mm-hmm. Or they can just search for Worship Now, one word, and it pulls up our website.
Okay, so that's worshipnowmusic.com.
Correct.
Well, once again, you've been listening to Gabriel Juanes from Worship Now. And I want to thank you, Gabriel, for talking with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thanks, Art. God bless.
Today's topic is why church matters. If we're going to church, we need to make sure that we are getting the most out of it. Unfortunately, many people go to church but just sit there, not participating in the responses or singing the hymns. And of course, if we're not going to church, that's even worse. The good news is the Lord is there to help. Simply pray to Jesus and ask for guidance. Share with him our most intimate thoughts about attending Mass. And if we go and it's boring and we're getting nothing out of it, ask him to intervene and to guide us. Maybe we're having difficulty paying attention, allowing our minds to wander. If we're not going to church, share with the Lord the reasons. Maybe if we are preferring to sleep in or we're not making any connection when in church, let Jesus know through prayer and ask for his help. Let him guide us to perhaps a different church, one that we can relate to, allowing us to experience a Mass that brings us a spiritual connection. When we pray, start by letting Jesus know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Next, pray for others and their needs. Then open up to Jesus and ask him to help us find the right church, and when we attend, to get the most we can out of the Mass or service. Don't just pray on it once, but often, and be patient, waiting for the Lord to do his work behind the scenes to help us. Give it time and trust that it will happen. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once a day and share what is on our mind. Understanding the many ways we can use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Give Music to the Lord. One way we worship our Lord is by singing his praises through song. The Lord wants to hear us sing no matter what type of voice we have. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
The joy he's bringing. When I hear music, I can't wait to start.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, we hear as Jesus is welcomed by Martha and her sister Mary. Mary is taken with Jesus' message and sits at his feet, listening to him. Martha is bothered that she is doing all the work preparing their meal while Mary is not helping. She complains, but Jesus says to her, "Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Today's psalm is number 15, He Who Does Justice. This psalm refers to someone who lives a righteous life, demonstrating integrity and fairness in all their actions. I use the ancient text when writing a contemporary style music and arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 15, He Who Does Justice.
Of the Lord.
Art. We'll be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com.
Week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled Memories. They say memories are golden. Well, maybe that's true. But we never wanted memories, we only wanted you. A million times we've needed you, a million times we've cried. If love alone could have saved you, you never would have died. In life, we loved you dearly. In death, we love you still. In our hearts, you hold a special place no one could ever fill. If tears could build a staircase and heartache build a lane, we'd walk the path to heaven and bring you back again. Our family chain is broken and nothing seems the same, but as God calls us one by one, the chain will link again. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Gabriel Juanes. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week. And I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and-